How long she been in the box?
How long you think she been in there? All damn day.
It's something I ain't told you about yet.
I don't have much weed experience either.
I ain't scared y'all motherfuckers.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this.
Oh no, I'm getting high.
Is anybody still doing this bit? Just me. Come out.
Hey, get out of here.
But I'm gonna get you high today.
In the hot box.
No, that's all flan is. It's lazy cannoli.
You were low on calcium. She wanted you to drink milk.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
One more. Okay.
Well, he's starting it.
Well, we've been. Oh, shit. Oh, that was probably the worst.
Is it on already?
Yep, this is it, guys.
Well, you know what? Welcome, he started it. You know what? It's your fault.
Shh, intros. It's lit.
We didn't
welcome everybody to the Hot Box. I'm your host, Eddie Malden, for this evening. If you guys want to. Who's in my passenger side? We normally have a co host.
That's Paul Lair / Ricky Ibarra.
Hey, what's up? I'm Paul.
That's Paul.
What's up, Paul? Man, Paul?
Who's in the back seat? With me, guys.
This is me taking weed for the first time ever. Gilbert of Buddy Size.
Really?
No, I just don't like smoking weed.
That's
but.
Gilbert making weed.
I knew it wasn't. You haven't smoked much because you said taking weed for the first time. I'm inhaling the weed now.
You guys want to take some weed,
guys? Taking weed.
You could have
take weed on.
No, it's Justin, by the way.
You're supposed to talk.
Oh, hey, Justin Cusson?
Cusson? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Cusson.
I've been saying Cowson.
Cowson? I would say Maldeen.
Aw. Well, now we're both Justin assholes.
Maldeen. I thought it was Maldeen.
Maldeen? Like
Paula
Deen?
You're a magician.
Maldeen.
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 Maldeen. Like, that could be a verb.
Yeah.
Like, we're just Maldeen around.
Just Maldeen around.
Malden around.
The first version of this podcast, and then you just got really high.
Remember before we recorded the podcast, we were being funny?
Then the second the mic goes on.
We went to McDonald's, and they were being dicks. They were being dicks.
They wouldn't take our money.
Some fucking.
No, they weren't. They only wanted our money. We were like, can you have this future money? It's on a card.
The card.
It's plastic.
The card thing.
Listen, I know it's not real, but take our credits. They were cash only.
Was that really a McDonald's that we went through?
That guy behind the dumpster did not have a swipe.
Yeah.
You go, man.
He did not like our Blade Runner money.
Yeah, he broke the broke the cycle, man.
I broke this. I don't have much weed experience either.
Well, you inhale it.
I tried when I was 8. And,
eight? Really?
Whoa!
It's a cool fucking 8-year-old,
whoa,
man.
Fuck.
What happened to you?
That's terrible. I'm really sorry for you.
Yeah, your dad must be so proud of your 8-year-old.
No, my best friend in
Justin's 9, by the way, everyone.
My best friend in elementary school was this kid who, like, lived at, not a trailer park, but they sold trailers.
But a skate park.
And everyone just skated and smoked.
And he and his mom lived at, like, the home of the people who ran, like, the trailer sales place. And then one day, he's like, hey, you won't believe what I found in Jake's room. I don't know if the guy was really named Jake. He was probably named Jake.
No, he's probably named Jake. Jake. Right. He had to have been named Jake.
You name your kid Jake.
Was Jake the mom?
He's gone to peak in high school.
Yeah.
And then he just has this, like, bag of weed. And we don't know what we're supposed to do with it, but we're like, we should do this. And like,
you snorted it.
How do we do it?
Yeah, so we
put it
up.
We chopped
it up.
It's like, how do you do weed? And like, yeah, I guess people smoke it or something. And we didn't know how to roll a joint or something. And we're like, what? How else do they have weed? Or, like, people put it in brownies. And Andrew says, oh, I don't have any brownies. And I'm like, do you have anything that's like brownies? And
we need chocolate.
We found some power bars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We took the power bars.
Oh,
and we sprinkled weed on top of them. And we folded them over. And we ate them.
That is the cutest way to do drugs I think I've ever seen.
We thought that's how pot brownies work, that people just made brownies and then they put just weed on top.
It's a garnish. It's a garnish.
Like sprinkles, like basil.
Did it work? Did it work though?
I threw up a lot.
Oh, okay, it worked.
That was just mostly power bar.
It's just too much protein. That's what that was. Too much power.
Your body couldn't handle the power.
Hey, wait, were you lifting weights?
Yeah.
Were you lifting weights after you took
that
weed?
Dude, if you would have lifted, you would have been fine.
If you were lifting like 1,000 pounds, you would have been all right.
Something. You get past it. You got it. You're holding it like a like a cig for
just an extended amount of time. Now. He broke into a bunch of people's houses when we were like 20-something.
To get more power bars? to smoke
weed?
Never
stopped. He never realized how to smoke weed. He just kept doing that and got really fucking tough. Hell of a drug.
He's just like the buffest stoner.
Yeah, he's just like always.
His stage name is Lou Ferrigno. You might know him as that. But he knows that.
Oh yeah, he's deaf. I should have mentioned that. Add some context to this whole thing.
The other time was like last year, because like
Oh, so you were 9 last year.
You were 8 last year.
When I was on
the Reggie Watts tour, he gave me
that tour.
And
here you go, man.
You know what? Sure. Why not?
If you want, you don't feel free to pass. You
I'll take a tiny little. They're really strong because you've seen Reggie Watts. You know what he has to do.
Oh yeah, he's got that time travel weed.
Am I not doing this right?
No, you do. You're looking very cool. You're delicately holding the joint.
And then he texted me like 2 hours after the show to check on me.
I heard you say jack off. Yeah, I was like, to jack off on me.
Look, to jack off on me. You know what?
Listen, son. You want to do my show? Yeah. You want to do my tour? You want me to jack you off a little bit?
I was watching the
Green
Hornet.
Time to pay rent.
I was watching the Green Hornet in 3D at 3 a.m.
Wait, what were you watching?
I was watching the Green Hornet.
Oh, nice.
My brother has a 3D TV, and I was watching the Green Hornet.
Was the, like, hotel station, like, not working?
What?
You chose the Green.
Nah, man. I
saw that movie at midnight when it came out. Then I went home, to sleep, woke up, called the friend I saw it at midnight with. He's like, what do you want to do today? He's like, you want to go see the Green Hornet? And then we did.
What?
I saw it twice in the same day.
God damn.
But yeah, so I watched it high.
Are you like a huge Green Hornet fan or you just...
It's just a likable movie. It's not a great movie. Everyone's like, what's the best movie you've ever seen? I'm not going to say the Green Hornet, except I will. It's like my favorite movie.
So you will say it.
I've seen the Bucket List 5 times. And you know what? I can't stop just...
It's touching.
Being in love with Morgan Freeman's character.
So the trick is you take 2 hits and then you pass it.
Oh, that's yeah. I just hold in this.
You love just daintily like...
like a Southern Belle.
Like a nice...
So I just felt like something was tickling my face. The whole time I was watching the movie, and I got really paranoid. One of my friends was over, and I kept thinking I was saying stuff that was, like, really stupid, but I wasn't speaking at all. I was like, oh, shit. I just kept thinking, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that. Why did I say that out loud? Nothing.
I just want to just picture you on the couch, bug-eyed, like, freaking
just
out.
Super paranoid about things. Like, I felt like I could time travel. In college, my ex-girlfriend kept trying to get me high off of, like, a gallon of... Like a milk gallon or whatever.
How's that work? She made you drink a gallon of milk.
You were low on calcium. She wanted you to drink milk.
Polar, everybody. Polar.
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 My mouth on a gallon of milk full of smoke. You know.
You're drinking this weed.
Drink this weed. What the fuck were you doing?
Is your life
dating?
Just like a series of like missed attempts to do drugs.
I was a drinker, man. I was abused.
My first time smoking weed, someone laced it with some like ecstasy and shit.
Fuck.
Dude, shit.
It was like terrible. Oh no, I'm getting high.
Oh yeah, that'll happen.
That'll happen.
That'll happen on this podcast.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Why wouldn't you just drink it?
What ended up happening was and they took me to the ocean and I was like
like literally or like figuratively they spiked it with ecstasy and it took me
to the ocean, bro. Human consciousness took me to the actual Long Beach ocean,
the Doors movie,
the real one, not the
the real
the
ocean
painting.
Yeah, was it a painting of the ocean or like a poster?
So there was a painting of this ocean, and I was like...
It was Billy Ocean.
And below it.
And I saw my dad, and like he was screaming at himself, and I was like, wait, but he usually screams at me. And then flash forward, it's my mom.
And I had nothing else. I thought it was funny.
Flash forward.
Was your mom actually there or not?
No. It was just like I had an ex, and she got me really high. And she's like, I'm not going to suck your dick, but let's go to the ocean and have sex. I'm going to the ocean. And I thought the ocean was going to eat me because the waves were crashing so loud.
So wait, she wouldn't go down on you, but she would fuck you in the ocean?
Yeah, that was the whole deal.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Was she pretty a mermaid? Like, were you fucking a mermaid?
Have you guys seen the movie Splash?
She probably sucked millions of dicks if she was fucking you in the ocean.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen, my pussy's gonna be salty as your dick.
All kinds of dicks are going into her pussy.
But
like, you just gotta think about it.
So like, we were making out, and then like, I don't know if like the air constriction of it. I don't know what the fuck happened, but I ended up throwing up all over the place, and I passed out.
All over the ocean?
No, all over her pussy.
What?
No. It was all over like the sand and shit. And I woke up, and then they fucking just took me home, and I woke up at home. I'm kind of high now, and like, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. What's going on?
That also will happen. Yeah, we're talking about the ocean. We got this Taco Bell, man. One of our totally real fake sponsors.
I feel like I'm in a really terrible rave right now.
And we have Flip Flop Rum.
Oh, you mean the one Eddie's performing at?
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. Whoa. That's a great show.
It's all good. Grab some Taco Bell. Cure for what ails you.
Yeah.
Generally have sneak. We're doing this show totally backwards. I normally get snacks.
Could you imagine if this podcast was like all about farts instead of weed? And we just close all the doors and just fart?
I don't know.
That's it. Just sniff farts.
I mean,
I can't tell the.
We kill like the elementary school crowd. They love the fart cast. Fart box.
Fart box.
I just ate a whole bunch of beans. I'm gonna see what's going on.
This taco is all sour cream.
Man, we were so much funnier.
I know, man. We're killing.
You need some light.
With the whitest candy bar, yeah. I can't tell the difference. I've never had a taco before, so this is weird.
What they are is they're Mexican sandwiches.
Well, you're holding a bunch of napkins right now.
That's a cat. Yeah. You're holding a cat.
Yeah.
These don't come with sour cream.
What?
I'm making an impression on my dad.
What? Why?
What the fuck are you talking?
You just jump into impersonations of your dad when you're stoned? Is that?
There's sour cream in this shit. I fucking knew it.
You knew it?
Fucking assholes.
And the potato.
The one that you specifically asked for no sour cream, and they're like,
there's no sour cream.
It was the potato one, too?
I asked for no potato, and it's mostly sour cream.
You asked for no potato?
No, yes. You hear that, Taco Bell?
Yeah.
You're dropped as one of our sponsors.
You're done.
You're done.
You cut, dude. You cut.
I told you, no sour cream.
To be fair,
we were being a little obnoxious in the drive-thru.
What was
just
they doing?
A pinch.
What was they doing?
Oh, no. I kept booing. They didn't have anything I wanted.
Yeah, you were booing a lot.
I know, but why is that? They never have what I want.
You wanted a Sprite Zero.
Where's the Taco
That's
bag
a real
at?
Soda.
It's right there.
But you...
Pass the Taco bag. Come on.
Here, I got it. They're not going to have Sprite Zero, man.
But they never have the caramel apple empanada at Taco Bell, but it's always on the menu.
That's their trick, man. It's bait and switch. They've never had it.
It's like, I'll see if I have one around. Like, it's just like, you know, in the desk or something.
He just turns off the mic and, like, makes rude gestures to the camera, to the other employees. So, like, yeah, I'll go check the back. And, like, makes a walking kind of motion.
That fake thing when you walk behind the couch and go down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah. Assholes. Oh, man, this taco. Oh, man. There's pizza in it.
I like how this is like 30 minutes of downtime with just four dudes eating in a car.
Yep. I know how to make interesting radio. Or podcast?
Podcast.
Wait, is this a podcast?
Right now, yeah.
I gotta go. Get the fuck out of here.
You gotta jump?
No, I jump. Fucked up.
Not a big podcaster.
I'm trying to eat. I'm trying it right now.
All right, can we start again?
What's one of?
Yeah, this is just the snack.
Okay, I gotta ask, how did this podcast get started?
It was actually my brother's idea, my twin brother, John. That's not bullshit. I have an actual twin brother.
Yeah, it's not. You weren't like. No. Really,
and how big is his dick? The same?
Everyone asks that. Everyone asks that.
It's mostly me.
I don't know. Why would I know? I'm assuming.
Why don't you ask him?
Our arms are the same length.
Have you seen your dick?
Mine?
Yeah.
No, never. I'm trying to go the longest.
Now I get it. I was going to say, make an assumption.
From feel, I'm guessing it's like some sort of serpent. Some sort of...
some sort of serpent? What kind of serpent?
I don't know. Easily sometimes... deflated serpent. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's like squishy and then sometimes it's like mad at me.
Yours doesn't feel like cauliflower?
You're a weird-ass dick, Paul.
Yo, you have broccoli dick? You ain't got broccoli dick?
I said cauliflower, motherfucker.
Very different.
Wait, what's the difference?
It's real white.
Totally different.
Let's go down the list of why they're different.
Wait, why are they different?
One's white, one's green. It's a race thing.
What's green?
The broccoli, other
one.
Dude.
Yeah. Which one? It's the one that isn't yellow.
You have the fiery taco over there? That's like the
dude,
highest.
Dude, I put them back that way.
That's all Doritos Locos, man.
You're fucking up, dude.
I am not.
They're all
one of them's fiery.
They're all Doritos
the
Locos.
The fiery is a fiery Doritos Locos taco.
This is fucking Cool Ranch, man.
All right, man.
That's Cool Ranch in it up.
They're all Cool Ranch?
That's Cool Ranch back here.
I don't know what to tell you, man, so I'm going to grab that.
Dude, I don't know.
Swindling me?
Dude, I'm eating a Cool Ranch one. I can see it.
You all right? You guys are right.
That's right.
One love. So you guys sitting here there? Someone got it.
I didn't get
just,
it.
Justin's just being courteous.
I don't understand it anyway.
Yeah, you feeling it, man?
What's your favorite Bob Marley song?
What's your favorite, bro?
That's a funny question. What's your favorite Bob Marley song?
What?
What's your favorite Bob Marley song?
I shot the detective, I'd say.
You think it's so funny? You're white and entitled.
Yeah. You think it's great? You think you just joke about Bob Marley like that?
He was a hero to us.
You think he's something to laugh at?
I know both of you guys are Jamaican, but I was just trying to lighten the mood.
You should have just said my hopes.
Lighten the color.
You fucked up. Come on, man.
Honestly, you fucked up.
I knew it was a loaded question. The second you guys put on those Rastafarian hats, I was like, you know, this has got to be trouble.
You know Nicolas Cage was fired from the Green Hornet because he insisted on doing the villain's voice with a Jamaican accent, and he wouldn't stop doing it. It was never agreed upon. It wasn't in the script. He just spent like 2 weeks on set talking in a Jamaican accent.
Yeah,
until they stopped paying him money and asked him to leave.
I would pay $10 million for the footage of that.
To be fair, it was like
I want to cut that into a
Under the Sea. Under the Sea. Green Hornet's better when it gets wetter. Under the Sea. There's no singing, there's no rhyming. Nicholas.
You're not even in this scene.
Nicholas.
Oh, we need you here in an hour and a half.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Green Hornet better. When it gets wetter.
You are a high.
Who gave you a harmonica? Look, Nicholas, this is... Oh, I know you're a Coppola, but this is ridiculous.
Coppola?
Yes.
Nicholas Coppola. Alright, you're right.
You just fact-checked it?
I fact-checked it. Wikipedia.
You looked into your Dorito taco and you saw it?
You're fiery.
I'm going to say Nicholas Cage facts. Nick Cage facts number one.
Nick Cage facts!
Come on. I'm going to have graphics go over this.
Yeah. After being fired from Little Mermaid... Nicolas Cage never recovered from the psychological trauma, did not stop singing Under the Sea.
That is fun.
For the rest of his career.
That is a good Nicolas Cage.
My cousin has that disease. Nicolas Cage.
Shit.
Syndrome.
I'm sorry.
NCS, man.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's more catchy than anything, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
you
gotta like the music.
NCIS, that's right, I remember.
Yep.
Nicolas Cage Crime Scene Investigation.
Yeah, LL Cool J plays Nicolas Cage as per Nicolas Cage's request.
What if LL Cool J wasn't raising Arizona instead of Nicolas Cage?
That'd be a way better movie, I'll tell you that much. It would be a way better movie.
The best thing is no one knows any lines from that movie.
I know there's there's Baby Cribs. Yeah. Remember that? They're big.
This is John Goodman.
It is Baby Cribs,
I think. Oh, yeah, John Goodman.
John Goodman's in that.
Baby Crib.
One of my favorite actors, John Goodman. He's my pick for Batman.
He would be a good Batman.
Like an old, out of shape, big
People always talk
Batman.
About, Batman doesn't have a strong enough chin. Give him two chins.
Why not? Double John up. Goodman. Double down.
Two extremely chins. Strong chins.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy knows.
That's strong enough, chip for you? I mean, seriously. Yeah, come on.
We go Batman, John Goodman, and Robin. I'd go.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster?
Good actress.
Be good.
I'd go young Haley Joel Osment. Just
I don't know, man. Literally, Haley Joel Osment is pretty funny looking.
I know.
He is pretty hilarious. Yeah,
prenatal? Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, just
I do prenatal Haley Joel Osment.
Just fetus.
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment.
Just a picture of his with dad's a little, balls.
Yeah, yeah. He was trying to film his dad's balls, basically.
With a little mask over it so you know, so he can have his alter ego. It'd be perfect.
That's good casting right there, dude.
Justin, how's that typhoon going?
It's really good.
Dry. Done. Throw it out.
Yeah, I've gotten to the slush.
What does a typhoon taste like?
How's the weather
dude? It's like an icy, but it's trying to be more culturally sensitive.
Is it typhoon season over there, Justin?
It's a typhoon season over there.
Classic. Classic Justin.
Woo! Paul Laird.
Classic Justin.
Thanks for sticking to the prompt.
Yeah.
Man. I know Taco Bell wrote that shit.
Yeah.
You're going to town. There's nothing in that.
You're just breathing right now. Yeah, that's all you're doing. You're breathing through a straw.
Guys, one more time. Just when did Taco Bell run a comedy club? New Taco Bell, Ricky. Hey, Barra. Yo, you ever see this chalupa? Is it a boat? Is it a taco? Y'all ever seen this chalupa? What's all that chalupa? Y'all ever seen this chalupa? The fuck? And that's it.
Alright, that's my time.
Alright, that's my time, bye.
Buy a chalupa. He just said it.
Buy a chalupa.
Buy
bitch.
A chalupa. Coming up, Tracy Morgan.
Coming up next. Mexican pizza. What's the difference between Italian pizza and Mexican pizza? Guess what? Buy a Mexican one. Just buy pizza.
Just buy one.
Just buy one.
Please. They're delicious.
Please, let's just get one.
Please try one. Please.
Figure it out for me. Tell me the difference.
They're
I don't get it either. They're both called pizza. What? Come on. All right. That was...
One's not like a pizza at all. Try it. Try it out.
You're off the stage. You're getting appalled off.
Why did the burrito cross the road? Because it was only $2.99 after 4 p.m.
You're next to me coming to the stage. Extra value menu.
I ain't scared y'all motherfuckers. For a limited time only.
I'm not scared of you for a limited time only. Give me 5 minutes.
I ain't scared of the $5 box.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers for a limited time only. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers for a limited time only.
Price and participation, very fair.
You ever know some women's shit? When women's shit, they be all But when man shit, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Hit it. Price of participation. But when man shit, we be like,
Parts of the mission paper.
For the time only.
Well, I know what makes me shit.
For the time only.
Taco Bell's.
Woo! Potato tacos.
Ask for no sour cream.
No, guess what we'll give you?
No sour cream.
Sour cream. We know what's best. We got your back. We looked out for you.
In closing, Taco Bell.
We're your parents.
You know that guy was like, hey, they're not going to check in the fucking thing. I'm putting so much sour cream in this guy's fucking thing.
Meanwhile, McDonald's, our food sits waiting for us.
Fuck that,
they were
going to
come.
They I need cash. They said they were going to.
Shit, do you think they still made it?
Yeah, they probably still made it. Cash.
They're probably all eating it right now, dude.
Yeah. That guy, I felt bad. That guy filled up the large Sprite Zero. He went out and got Sprite
Zero.
You kept
saying Sprite. I'm like, Sprite Zero.
I'm not going to ask for Sprite
it's
Zero.
It's a real soda.
No, and have him
sorry,
say, I already
soda.
Know what it's. He's going to say,
thing.
No, we don't
have. He left his job, went to Trader Joe's, got some Perrier, got a lemon and a lime, a little bit of salt, some sugar, mixed it all together, put it in a cup with ice for you. And you're going to say fucking no to him as a Sprite Zero? You're going to fucking say no to that?
Then he sold that, and then he went on eBay, and he bought a Sprite Zero.
Yeah. He bought a time machine and went.
I'm not kidding. They just introduced a caffeine-free Coke Zero. And I took a picture of it at CVS and sent it to everybody in my phone with the caption, "The game has changed." And it was a picture of the 12-pack in my hand, and I bought it.
Let the record show that someone left.
No, I was
so
thinking
annoying.
Of something
funny.
You
don't funny. Want my phone ever. That's the thing. I'm the most annoying person
is
you
that
could
your pickup
ever.
Line?
No, you could ever. No, shit, that would be a good one.
I'm so annoying. Hey, look. I hope you like wacky
wait,
text
wait,
messages.
How annoying is he, though? Whoa.
You want to get on gay Italian?
I don't know.
What?
Whoa, hey. How annoying is this guy?
I'm just picturing, like, Italian guys, but with kind of gay stuff on. Like, that's, like...
Yeah, it's Italian guys.
It's
just
a small
Frenchman.
Difference. Affliction is not in gray, it's in pink. And that's about it.
Like, you wrote gay Italians for a sketch. You're Italians. Like, how the fuck are we going to make it? What does that look like? You're
we're
like,
going to talk like this. Come on. Talk like this.
I don't know. Make them look French. I don't know. Make them look French.
They're eating baguettes. They're just constantly eating baguettes.
Whoa!
Oh, they're right. Clearly all French. What are you doing?
Pizza pie.
Hey. That better be a French bit of pizza, because I'm a gay.
Sucking cock.
Yeah, I like a sucking pie. Is that a French bit of pizza?
I just sound like I'm crying in the
background. He's just crying.
He's Italian.
Let me know that when they were talking about gay Italians, I wasn't in this. I was in the corner crying.
Oh, what are you, a gay Italian?
I'm a gay Italian.
He
ate in the dick of pasta.
Antipasta.
What do you say? Mostly it's just in the meatballs. Mostly it's just in the meatballs.
We like the sausage. You a big sausage guy.
You a big sausage and penne. That means penis in Spanish. Look it up.
It's got real deaf in here.
Oh, shit.
I thought you were trying to just like hit his knee. Several times.
Oh, we're trying to have fun. Trying to get gay. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Is anybody still doing this bit? Just me. Come on.
Hey, get out of here.
What am I doing? Whoa, wise guy.
What is this?
Now, let me tell you about a Mexican pizza.
I'm scared of your Mexican pizza.
By the way, we're running a comedy show, me and Justin, all we talk about is food.
It'd be the worst, like, the one character.
The flan show. Get the fuck out of here.
The flan show?
That's where you go for fast food? We say fast food, and you're like, oh, flan.
This fucking guy. High class.
What's your favorite
flan? I mean, come on!
That's what everyone gets, right?
Come
they get flan?
Come on, what about cannoli?
I want a cannoli.
I mean, come on!
No. That's all flan is. It's lazy cannoli.
No tortilla, just
think about it. You know, no crisp, no crispy outside, man. Just
Look that up, man.
It's fucked up, man.
That's deep.
It's fucked up.
Google search lazy cannoli.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what
comes up. That's actually an Italian slur for Mexicans.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, lazy cannoli.
Look at this lazy cannoli
over here.
Were you like walking past a bistro?
Yeah.
Hey, were you in like Brooklyn?
We got a bunch of lazy cannolis in the back making a pasta.
Excuse me, sir.
In Brooklyn.
I need a quarter for the bus. Would you mind? Just send me a quarter.
Hey, what are you, some kind of lazy cannoli?
Get out of here. Scene. Good job, guys.
We do improv.
That's fantastic.
Me and Paul Ayers / Ricky Ibarra.
We've got another joint if you guys want. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you can.
Can I take a breath?
You don't have to partake. How you feeling, man? You want to?
I don't know. I'm pretty high, too. I'm good.
All right. Good call, guys.
Why don't you just
that was a test.
It's PCP
from here on out, guys. That was a test.
Me and Ricky were talking about this. I'm like, we're going to try to counter test you. Maybe it's not important to say it, but I'm kind of high. We're going to see how much you could drink.
Oh, God. Very little.
Yeah, because I think we can outdrink you.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
Like,
I'll take it. Give me a swiggle. Give me some flip flops, guys.
Get in on that flip flop.
Yeah, that's how you know how little I can drink. I use terms like swiggle.
And scary a swiggle.
And you just called rum flip flop. It's not flip flop brand.
Yeah, that's
it's Bacardi.
That's Big Dick brand.
Oh, did I? Oh, man.
Big Dick rum.
Yeah,
I was wondering why the bottle was so large.
Yeah, it's Big Dick rum. It's only 3 shots, but it's fucking huge.
Big Dick rum. Yeah, I'm compensating for something.
Not us. Not me and Paul. Slash Ricky.
It's bottled in Rob Schneider's apartment.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider's aside, he's not listening.
He was wearing flip-flops when he bought it.
He's always been wearing flip-flops. Yeah. That guy's always looking. He just got out of the shower. Wasn't a good shower. Not a good shower.
It's like he keeps forgetting to buy shampoo, so it's like, I'll just use the bar soap one more time.
It looks like he came out of a shower where the hot water didn't work. Just cold.
He got out of the shower in a really humid climate. He just stays
just
wet all day.
Still damp.
I just let everyone know on this podcast.
Never dry, never
dry. Gilbert, I'm high. I'm kind of high.
That's good. Okay.
I don't get high often.
It's okay.
I'm enjoying this high, though.
High's fun, man.
Again, my first high wasn't a fun one.
Uh-huh.
Laced with some weird drugs. Thought the ocean was going to eat me. Threw up.
No.
They didn't hook up with the girl I wanted to.
Ouch.
Second time I got high. It was under the rain. It was me and my friend Harold.
Under the rain.
I was under the rain.
I wasn't being rained on. No, I was under the rain.
Oh, I was under it. It was raining.
Woody Allen's next movie.
Oprah's Book Club's next book. Under the rain.
Yeah. Our second album.
All of those great jokes. Everybody, just give yourselves a round of applause. All
right, so you're under. Golf club, guys.
Okay.
So you're under the rain.
Oprah Winfrey suggested it. And I got really high, and I was like, I'm enjoying this. And then my friend, my best friend's 16-year-old cousin threw up all over our friend's car.
Oh, my God.
On her pants, on her shoes, all over the car. Threw up.
Jesus. No. You'll be fine. This is medical. This is medical grade.
I have cancer.
This is good stuff.
So
perfect.
If it's not gone by tomorrow, I'm going to sue.
Perfect. It should be gone.
Okay, good.
Just check your balls.
Good.
I saw that lump. I was going to say something. Wanted to wait till the mic was rolling.
I think that was his dick.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Wait, how many
it look like
it?
Cauliflower to me. Was it like...
You got for it, Greg. Come on. It's common, I'm telling you.
Was it like a flower blooming out of the dirt? Or was it like 2 rotten apples in the tree? What did it look like?
I'm trying to picture those things.
Like 2 apples that didn't get to be apples, or like a flower just blooming?
Or is it just like dick, the third like? Ball?
Or did it look like a drunk caterpillar?
Did it look like
a real life caterpillar or like an Eric Carle caterpillar?
It looked like a
paper kind
of guy. It looked like a mole with the weird nose, and like it got kind of like hit a little bit.
It looked like a flaming slip and slide.
Okay.
Like you put one on that fire.
Put upside down.
You know, because a kid was sliding down it. Hey.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Hey. 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 Fucking
Jimmy Pastorelli over here. Offensive, offensive. My mother was in the crowd when you said that. She didn't much appreciate it.
My mother.
I mean, my mother was. No disrespect. I think it's so funny. You know, it's not on me. But like, my mother was in the fucking crowd, man. What the fuck's up with that, man? Talk about Parmesan and how smelly it is. You know what I mean, man? I mean, just like, no disrespect, but like, we gotta stick together. Me and my mother, I love her so much. You know, she's my favorite person in the world. And you just forget to. No disrespect.
How did we get here?
No disrespect, but
Taco
like,
Bell, dude.
Taco Bell.
Thank you.
Is there any more? Is it all gone?
There should be some back here, actually.
Oh, is this a Cinnabon?
This probably some Cinnaballs.
Cinnaballs. Way to simplify Cinnabons.
Yeah, man.
Just ball form. Do
That's
it
why
up.
Did that burrito not happen? Somebody
I don't think that burrito happened.
They're really?
I got a burrito if you want.
But then again, yeah, so they didn't process our order for a bean burrito?
I might not happen.
I don't know. I said yes when he asked about the screen, but I never read the screen.
I said beef, but then I said bean. So, oh no.
Can I get a beef?
So he thought, oh, they don't want either one.
Can I get beef, negative burrito?
Hey, they asked for a burrito. I'm giving them, I'm not giving them shit.
Negative numbers.
I'm not giving them a burrito. It's going to be real funny. They're not going to check the bag.
Excuse me, but like, did you want beans? Did you want beef? No disrespect. One of them's murder. One of them's locally raised. What do you want?
One of them's a bean.
I would like the murder beans.
One of them's a bean.
I'll take the murder beans.
One of them's a bean, but the good kind, not the one who takes a job. Just kidding. One of them takes care of my mom. I love her so much.
She was in the crowd last
night. She was in the crowd last night. This comedian just came up and he was speaking so rude. I'm scared of him.
This.
Oh, there he is now. There he is now. This fucking comedian. The fucking comedian last night. My mother cried. Anyways, guys, Pollo Loco Mexicans, what's up?
What's up?
Pollo Loco Mexicans.
One of our sponsors.
Hey, I'm crazy. What am I doing? Don't need money. Don't even have it.
Hey, I don't have that money. Hey.
I like podcast food. I like talking to my cousins.
What the fuck?
I listen to my cousin's outgoing message, dude.
Hey, what's up with my rice bowl, hey? That shit's delicious.
What is this, like rice and like... almost ugly grown chicken.
What is that, one corn?
How much pico de gallo?
Welcome to Totally Racist with W. Camille Us. Yeah, it's like if the Klan had a network.
Yeah.
Oh,
like they saved up all their money. They've been pulling us. Everyone's like, ah, they're not doing anything. Nope, they've just all been saving for their own TV station.
Not the Nerdist, but the Racist.
TBS is slowly gonna transition.
Like the Talking Dead, but like about racism. Now y'all notice
the Talking Jews. What? It's just the Walking Dead,
it's the Walking Jews.
Instead of like zombies, they just like CGI the word Jew over every zombie.
No. What happens is like it's like all the white people working together, and then when zombies come, it's just scenes from Boys in the Hood, just over and over.
Just the it's very specific scenes.
Of, a gun.
Yeah, specifically someone killing another person.
It's Ice Cube talking. It's every episode. What's that quote, Ricky?
Wait, what?
He don't know what the fuck I be doing. What is it?
What?
From fucking Bad Boys?
Oh, no. From Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
What is it?
ISB. Ricky! It's like the stupidest thing.
You don't know what I be fucking knowing or something?
Yeah. You don't be that fucking
brilliant.
Knowing.
It's brilliant.
I tried to watch Do the Right Thing the other day. Couldn't get through it. I fell asleep. I was tired.
Not enough white people. Honestly.
Yeah, the movie was lacking some white
actually,
people.
You know
I
what?
Think
the,
Spike Lee's a
the
little
funny
racist.
Thing about that one is it's like, oh, black people. That's like the whole movie.
That, it's it's like people.
Oh, they want more cheese on their pizza? Fucking moolie.
It's like
Parmesan, you say extra.
Classic mook.
Yeah. It's so bad. Like,
I get it, Spike Lee. Italians aren't the most fun kind of people. I don't know what the message of that movie was, but
nobody liked anybody in that city.
It was like ridiculous. Like, it was also like, fuck a movie. But then at the same time, I was like, you step in my shoes. And like a bike, and it's like a white dude, like, and it's like,
it's hot.
Yeah.
Everyone it's yelling
hot.
At each
it's
other.
It's so hot.
Where's my do-rag? It's hot. It's so terrible.
Who's the antagonist in that movie?
The heat. Like the weather. The weather. I think Al Gore produced it.
Yeah. Al Gore.
Hi. I'm Al Gore. You just watched a movie. I actually wrote it. About, based on my one trip to New York in 1984.
You are hearing me talk.
Did you see how frazzled those African Americans were over the heat?
And how jizzle-jazzled those Anglo-Saxons were? I'm Al Gore. And here's how the sun's gonna kill us all. It's fucking... That movie, like, it's good! I mean, I don't mind it, but fucking... It's seriously like, I'm fucking white, I'm racist! I'm like, these blacks... need our help.
You're talking about Inconvenient Truth.
Or like
Inconvenient Truth.
Now you see that. Yeah,
good and all, but
that's the whole girl. Hey, this fucking sun. Who the fuck does he think we are? SPF 30.
It's getting hot out here.
It's getting hot. Titanic.
It's just an Italian man in every continent of the world, just like, hey, I'm in Antarctica. It's getting hotter here.
Oh, besides AIDS, it's the heat that's killing us, Africa. Oh,
Where's Andrew Dice Clay? Where is he? What's he doing?
Hey, I'm Spain. We don't do much. Oh, sup? And then England is different. I'm waiting on Ricky to do England.
I don't know if I can do... you want me to do English Andrew Dice Clay?
Please.
Like British, you mean?
Like, British.
No, I want you to do Portuguese Andrew Dice Clay.
That'd be even harder, man.
Portuguese?
You just gotta do that fucking Bossa Nova shit.
Hey, te fala português.
He's so nice.
Andrew Dice Clay. It's all opposite.
He just speaks Portuguese. Yeah. Oh, papa. Tapa, tapa. But he's like saying faggot in Portuguese. You don't know the word for it. Okay, no.
They find compliments hilarious in my own country.
Like Cockney English. Andrew Dice Clay.
Hello, it's Andrew Dice. Andrew Dice Clay.
Oi.
Oi. Sandra Dawes Clay.
What's all this then?
What's all this then?
What was the bit about again? You're doing English Andrew Dice Clay, but like there was like a thing behind it.
I don't think there was anything behind
was
it.
Was there ever a thing?
There was a thing behind it, and I can't ever. That is an Italian man for some reason. We're saying, about.
He's in different parts of the world.
Yeah, okay, see, there was a thing behind it. Go fuck yourself, guys. You're high.
I don't remember having this much face.
What was the thing?
You got a lot of face, man?
Yeah.
How's your face feeling?
Rough.
Yeah?
Yeah, kind of a rough-hewn face.
A lot weathered? Is it weathered? Have you been, like, climbing mountains?
I'll get to the bottom of it. This shit's gotta go.
Hair?
Well, your nose?
What? Yeah, his whole face. Oh! I'm gonna pull up his face over here.
You're one of those horror stories where somebody smokes weed and cuts their nose off?
Yeah, you're going to be the guy who puts a baby in the microwave.
I heard about this guy and he fucking cut his nose off and put it in the microwave. This
is fun. Gateway drug, kids. This is fun. Like, what's the worst story you've heard? Because I've heard some shitty ones.
About weed?
No, like just like any
just
like,
drugs?
Just drug story. Like some shit that's supposed to put you off drugs.
I mean, the microwave one I always...
Yeah, it was that one.
The guy smoked pot and put a baby in a microwave. Yeah.
And he ate it.
If you got nothing in the fridge, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it took him until he bit in to realize it was a baby. Yeah, that's how unobservant he was.
You got no Pop-Tarts in the cupboard, you know.
He's like, ding, wait around 3 minutes, pull it out. Oh, no, a baby.
I saw that.
Honey, it happened again.
I saw that guy who, like, broke, like, a mirror and cut off his face. In their
front of that one's terrible.
And then his dog ate part of his face.
That's a true story.
Yeah,
so this guy's on fuck. That's what I was going to talk about. This guy was on meth, and, like, he's, like, went crazy.
he was, like, in an argument with his girlfriend, and he, like, punched the fucking, like, window.
Uh-huh.
And, like his fucking arm was bleeding. And, like, he's just, like, his girlfriend was just staring at him. And then the girlfriend said the next thing that happened, after, like, 30 minutes of him staring at blood from his knuckles, he just fucking got a piece of glass and started cutting off his own face. And, like, he's skinned alive in the picture, and he's still alive, just his face. And, like, during, like, the whole fucking procedure, like, a dog came up and, like, bit off of his face.
What?
And
then, there's, like, pictures of this?
And once it came off, he was like, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Oh, Face Off. I remember that.
Yeah, it was Face Off. They both saw Face Off.
That's all. You guys do one-word impressions?
Wait. And then at the end, don't do math.
This is good.
One-word impressions.
Okay.
Can you do a one-word impression of anybody?
Yeah, but it's another comics bit.
Okay, you do one word impression.
Is this go. Okay? It's a South Florida comics bit. I don't remember his name. It's Christopher Walken getting fucked in the ass.
This is good already.
Ready?
Go.
Oh. That's it.
That was good.
Not right, Ricky. One word impression. Can you do it?
I can't remember.
Justin.
No, you do.
I have like a couple. I was
just talking about Jack Nicholson the other day.
It's so dumb.
Jack
Nicholson, so bad,
in the 70s, the creepiest man of all time.
That's it.
What?
That's
Jack Nicholson in the 70s.
Do it.
That's it. Just him being creepy.
I pictured like a...
That's what he should have been the joke.
I pictured just a pedophile snake.
That's
Jack Nicholson.
Like a talking snake who's also into kids.
Hey.
He's like, but he doesn't realize like kids don't like snakes. He's like, hey, you kids like snakes.
No,
that's so much better.
No one's into snakes.
Oh, I guess I should go back to being Jack Nicholson. And he got extra creepy.
I don't have one word impressions, but I. I'd like tune it, but
Ricky, do the Vince Vaughn
squeak. Bob Dylan was like,
"Oh, dude, I have the most terrible Vince Vaughn ever."
Prince,
man. I love it. It's a Prince.
My Prince.
What a word, Prince. Prince.
Welcome back to Prince Cast.
Nothing but Prince.
All the time. God, shit, I'm high. Okay, Rick E. We're at a bar one time, and he prided himself on this impression. And I want to hear it one more time.
This is Ricky's Vince Vaughn impression. Okay, I want you guys to imagine yourself in the 90s, you know.
Do you want me to give you, like...
I'm already there, man.
What is Vince Vaughn before he had to Photoshop his face in every post?
This is Swingers era. Vince Vaughn.
Got my Pearl Jam t-shirt on. Let's go.
Do you want me to whistle the note?
So just go ahead. Okay.
You sell money. Baby, you sell money. You sell money and you don't even know it.
Is Vince Vaughn in this car?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Commendable.
Man, two golf claps in one episode. That's never happened before. It's a mean Vince Vaughn.
This has been a fun episode of my podcast.
Do we want... Well, do we want to have guesses on time? Ooh, this is always fun.
47:26.
I'm going to say it's been like 30 minutes.
I'm going to say that time ended, and we're in the 0 hour.
48:47. So Justin was like within a minute.
That was good.
I had an impeccable sense of time.
Do you really?
Yes.
Is there really?
Yes.
So that's like your...
The entire time like we had this conversation, I'm just watching, you know, like numbers in my head, and like the seconds are rolling over and shit.
Holy shit.
Really?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, do you live in the Matrix? Holy balls. We all live inside Justin's brain.
Yeah.
He's thinking everything out.
Do you just like smash clocks when you see them? Do you have like Batman?
Is he Captain Hook?
Is this like a Batman villain kind of psychopathy?
He wakes up and he's like 7:39 and says 8:45. Fuck! Smashes the clock.
Wrong! It's all wrong!
He knows the day is ruined. He goes to sleep all day. Wakes up the next day, tries it again.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. Do you wear a watch?
Nah.
That's crazy, though, bro.
It's crazy. Crazy, though.
He doesn't wear a watch, but he sundials, though. He sundials.
This is real crazy, man.
That's his one word impression. That's it. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Ren from Ren and Stimpy?
I don't even know. I don't know what it's supposed
okay,
to be.
Okay, can we
anymore.
Do this one more time? What's your best impression? I want to know.
I'm not an impressionist. I assume
no
Bob,
one is. I'm not
I
an
assume Bob Dylan singing the works of Jacob Dylan.
Do it.
I don't see that one. Wallflowers.
Oh, I've got a Bob Dylan on the image. Go.
Yeah.
No, oh man, I have the worst Bob Dylan story.
Do it.
This Bob's. This
do it as Bob Dylan, though.
All right.
Did he rape you?
And so, I was in New York. I noticed his pants for a long time.
And I was, I went to B.B. King's bar, the one that the B.B. King owns, and it was Bob Dylan's birthday, and they hired a Bob Dylan tribute band, and the Bob Dylan tribute band were pretty good. Guys on stage doing his riffing, just talking about things, be like, eh! Yeah. He's like, eh, We played this song at the Los Angeles Zoo. We were playing some music for the lions. They're really into it. That song, and then you're like, "Whoa, I see why lions would like that." And then he's like, "We have a special guest. This guy, he wasn't very good. I'll tell you, the voice. He didn't have the voice down." And he's like, "This special guest is a man who wrote a very acclaimed biography of Bob Dylan, so let's invite him on stage." And then the guy was like, he was like in his 60s. He had a pink shirt on and very short shorts. And then he came on stage and he's like, "Bob Dylan must repent for what he did. Bob Dylan sold his soul. Bob Dylan..." And he wrote a book about how
he was very giggly at the time.
about how I sold my soul in the 60s. And then he's like, "Make sure to check out this guy's Obama movie." And the guy on the stage, the Dylan impersonator, was like, "Thank you for talking about my movie. It's called Dreams from My Real Father." And then I'm just there and I'm like, "What?" He actually...
You're like, oh, and you're like... You're
he
like,
actually made...
You're like, what?
Like an anti-Obama documentary.
And the story, who was Obama?
He's like talking about how his dad was like a militant, like, you know, Black Panther, whatever dude.
Fantastic.
Those guys. So there's like a racists out there who are like, "You know what? A president's like a Kenyan, and I live early Dylan. Connection? I don't know. It's been a while, you know. So long ago. I can't remember when. That's when they said I lost my only friend." They said she died easy of a broken heart disease as I listened through the cemetery trees.
Bob.
And I just went.
Bob.
Wait.
Bob.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
There's an interview. Yeah, that's... You... What are you talking about? Bob. You were reciting, "There was nothing."
This news is good. It's real good.
No, it was. It was
baseball.
What? How was it good?
What?
In what sense was it good?
What are we talking about? Bob. Let's go into the Bob. What? What are we talking about?
And he's not a character.
What?
You trying to break him?
I was in character.
No, I was trying to go.
I blacked out for a minute. Did I do the Bob Dylan thing again?
Yes, I did.
Was I Bob Dylan again?
God. Sorry, he spoke through you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you back?
And Prince.
Can you ask, okay, as Prince,
what?
Your biggest inspiration.
Sounds like Prince.
That's good.
Prince taking a shit. Yeah. A very dainty shit. What do you think he wipes with?
He can't
doilies?
It's
got to be doilies.
It
can't be just normal toilet paper.
It's velvet toilet paper.
It's got to be it's got to be frilly in some sense, right?
In some sense.
He probably just had bags of feathers.
Remember
just
like,
goose.
Just goose feathers. Feathers.
Do you guys remember that story like Prince like some NBA player like rented his house to Prince or something like that?
No.
he like let, I don't know, I guess that's what you do when you have mansions. Like, he rented like his mansion or whatever to Prince for like a year.
Uh-huh.
And then when he came back, Prince had like completely like changed the inside of his mansion and shit.
Oh, okay.
And like he replaced the master bedroom with a hair salon.
What?
And he was pissed about it, but then Prince cut him a check for $1 million. He's like, I'm not mad anymore.
Hey, Prince, if you're listening to this right now and you ever want to come hang out, you can redecorate whatever the fuck you want.
No, which Prince?
I need some black velvet paintings. Purple Rain.
Which Prince are we talking about? Which kingship?
The artist formerly known as?
I am not Queen Elizabeth
VI. I'm embarrassed by everything I've done so far.
As a whole.
In life?
Cannoli!
Yeah. Except
that. That was worth it.
Pico and a guy over here.
His pico and a guy.
Look at his fucking macaroni pizza over here.
Look at his pizza de gayo over here. That's what they call gayo.
Look at his floppy cannoli.
Pizza de gayo.
Pizza de gayo.
Hey, it's a pizza de gayo.
What are we talking about here? Oh, man. So how the fucking deli is it? This fucking bra comes up to me.
Oh, man, I thought
I got nothing.
How we doing? 56 minutes.
That's 4 minutes.
I know!
Does it have to be an hour?
No. It can be an hour long.
2 hours, 3 hours.
That's,
I wouldn't recommend 2 to 3 hours.
How many blunts do we have left? Because I have like 10 in my backpack. They're just like super fucking ready to go.
Dude, I told you those were just branches that you found.
No, they're not. Just Slim Jims that you gave me. Okay. You told me they had weed in them. You said it had spices.
Well, we sprinkled them.
I know.
It's a garnish.
So let me go back home. Okay, so you gave me this kind of weed called Slim Jims. All right, I've never had it before.
But we're going to chop it up. And shoot it in our ears. Yeah. I think that's...
He gave me like 5 Slim Jims. He's like, this is only $1. I'm like, all right.
That'll be $200.
Man, drugs, man, right? Slim Jims.
Like, drugs are expensive.
We're getting slim in here, man. You want to join?
Okay, so I'm like pretty probably high. That explains most of this podcast.
Oh, definitely.
Does anyone want a little bit of flip-flop?
Ow. Take another sip.
Ow. You think it's another sip? Ricky, I think you need some more flip-flop.
I thought I was challenged to a drinking match.
Yeah, I'll take some more. Oh, yeah, what happened?
I've been drinking. I just forgot.
Justin's tossing
an
orange.
Justin's hitting himself with a lime?
He tossing an orange at your head, man? You don't got to do that to yourself.
No,
he does.
Ow.
Yeah, why? It feels very not good.
Yeah, it's all right. This is what I'm into.
Just chucking oranges at my head? Is that on your, like, online dating profile? Interest. You know, just chucking oranges in my head.
I can never do online dating.
Yeah.
Like I got convinced of making an OkCupid in college, and it like the only like line I wrote on it was just, message me if you've watched someone die.
Whoa.
That was it.
So you just wanted to talk?
Well, how many girls did you get, dude?
I just wanted nobody to talk to me. Oh. It didn't work.
Yeah, 45.
It got weird.
My dad.
Nothing but nude pics for his profile, though. Cut to the chase. No talking.
Yeah.
Just boning.
Just screenshots of the clumps.
Just boning. Just clumps. Online dating.
Is that what you call your this call my genitals the clumps?
Yeah. What's up? You ever seen the clumps? You seen the clumps too?
You want to see the clumps?
It's more. It's like the clumps, but more of them.
Yeah. It's like there's more.
You want to see the clumps?
Oh, the sexually active man who loves the clumps. It's your best impersonation by far.
You sex bad? How? When?
What? Yeah. When did I have bad sex?
The worst sex.
Worst sex?
Why not? I think Justin...
Are we talking in terms of brevity? Because it's hard to be...
Objectivity. Who would, like, people think would be the worst? Not like
who are these people? Like, is this a focus group?
My dad, my mom.
Your dad.
His dad.
No, his dad.
How does your dad feel about Asian women?
He's a fan. Oh, well, then he'd probably be a fan of several of the women I've slept with.
That's
guess.
Good, that's good.
Wait.
White man that dates Asians.
White man unheard can of. Jump. It's this movie I'm writing, you guys should,
Who?
You gotta emphasize the can.
Yeah.
And then it just white makes it racist.
Wait, what was the stupid moon boots he stuff in kindergarten to be just taller?
Wait, what?
Yeah, those fucking those still, like, moon stupid boots? Moon boots, like the things you would step on to be taller.
Oh, the spring shoes?
Yeah, the spring shoes.
Yeah, those are cool.
It's a movie about that.
That's what they should have named Slam Ball when they had it on. Like, it was like on Spike or something.
Oh, man, yes.
And
you
one?
See? Slam Ball was
you
dope.
See that? It was just trampoline basketball?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
It looked dangerous as hell. Like, every once in a while, they would just collide with the...
Yeah, just... Ah!
They had no control over how fast you propel yourself into it.
I mean, if you suck at it, yeah. That was fucking great.
Like, that was pretty good slam ball.
They call me Flying Squirrel, dog.
I still go to the only slam ball stadium in Torrance.
Torrance?
The Torrance Heat.
Yeah, they're still playing. There are no other teams in the leagues, but they practice every day.
Yeah, yeah.
They're getting really good.
They're playing each other.
Yeah.
They're getting super good at flying in the air because of trampolines.
Yeah, yeah.
One of our sponsors, guys, go check them out. The Torrance Heat.
Torrance Heat. Justin's just been like,
are you gonna be able to bike home, man?
Justin's haunting this podcast. Yeah, it's been
you guys got a bike ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, bike.
That's not that far, K-Town.
Yeah, no, it's like, what is distance anyway?
Okay,
totally.
Yeah. Finally,
you just opened a can of worms, motherfucker.
There you go. What's up with that Pandora's box? What is distance?
I mean, the space between two points, am I right? Yeah.
Oh, like, distance? I mean, like, is there distance between me and you emotionally? I mean, we're right
here. I mean, after last night, yeah.
You're right here, but you feel miles away. I don't get it.
I feel weird about what happened,
all
right?
We were so intimate. But I know, now but... it's like you're in, like, New Jersey.
Yeah, because I
and
moved.
And I'm still in the other part of New Jersey.
Yeah, I thought we could try distance.
Why don't we move to New York? It's close.
Yeah, all right.
Alright.
Like, that's how I do all
problems.
Improv scenes. I just end it with
agreeable.
All right. Yes, yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's yes, but it's mostly just yes.
Yeah. Yes, I never got to the and part. I'm all about the yes. I'm really working on the and.
Let's start a farm together up in Oregon. We can raise sheep. Locally raised.
In Brokeback Mountain, we're two raised. Brooklyn Italians.
But, like, we don't have sex. We just, like, make cannolis.
Yeah, we're like cowboys.
We make cannolis and we throw it at each other.
Come on.
Come on, you wise guy.
Yeah, yeah. We don't kiss Night's out. Tale. Come on.
We're in love, but we're not faggots. You know what I mean? Don't kiss me. I'm going to punch you, bitch. But, like, I love you.
But, like, emotionally, yeah. But, like, I feel like we're the same soul.
No disrespect, but, like, you're the most gorgeous person I think I might ever meet besides my mother. And I just think that I couldn't love anybody else. But don't fucking kiss me.
Unless I'm asleep or pretending to be asleep.
If I'm asleep, you better kiss me. But, like, deep and, like, show me that you love me. And if I don't feel some tongue, I won't be like, who you been fucking tonight?
You're a whore.
You're a whore. It's midnight and you're not kissing me like you're supposed to.
My eyes are closed, that's how you know I'm
but my
asleep.
My heart is open. My eyes are closed, but my heart is open. You know what I mean?
This is going to be a teleplay. I'm going to write this.
This is so great. A bunch of Guidos falling in love with each other.
Yeah.
All of them are named Guido.
No, well,
none of them are not named Guido.
Guido.
Pico Guido. De Gallo?
Is that, Pico that's, de Gallo.
Kind of the, that's the name
Pico
of it?
Pico de Gallo. Yeah, it's the name of the entire thing.
Guido, I just think, like, Guido, you, like, you fucked up to me, you know what I mean? Like, I know, like, you like to work out. Like, you just like to spend hours at the gym. But, like, where's my workout time, you know what I mean?
I want to CrossFit too.
Guido, I know you think that, like, I just like to get ripped for the other guys, but you know what? It's like I'm really insecure. I know it sounds weird, but I was so insecure about you, girl, that, like, I think that, like, you look at other Guido, you know what I mean? And like maybe he's a little more lean than me, and like, I'm a big guy, but like my mother used to feed me so much spaghetti that when I got it just got so big, you know, because of all the spaghetti. I'm like, I couldn't stop working out. But you know what, Guido, I fucking love you, so I just stop quitting out. Guido. I can't do this. Guido. Guido. I know you think that all the penne you used to eat made you the way you are, but you know what? I love you.
Now you just drop the accent. You're just going full.
No, she's from LA. That's no, this Guido. It's a white girl. And that's it.
Cool. Yeah, that's it. The end, guys.
So who's gonna get the garlic tonight? Who's gonna get the garlic
who's
tonight?
Who's gonna get the garlic?
Who's gonna get the last clove of garlic? It's the worst Guido
dating show MTV ever tried.
Who's gonna get the garlic?
Is it gonna be Guido? Hey, you know I fucking love you. Is it gonna be Guido? You know what? I'm gonna stop working out for you, but like I'm gonna always protect you. Or is it gonna be Guido? fucking sunglasses indoors.
He of course says everything that he's wearing.
He just, fucking sunglasses indoors, whatever. I forgot to wear pants today. Who cares? I'm at the mall.
Hey, I bought it a second ago.
Hey, hit your mom, but she was being a bitch. Whatever.
That's a good character, actually.
Yeah, man.
He just walks into places. T-shirt, Joe's shoes and jeans.
Whatever he sees.
Yeah, just whatever he has on. Whatever he has on. Just
hat, T-shirt, pants.
I didn't leave a tip because she was black. Too harsh. Sorry. Where I take this character too. I just get so involved, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes my characters just, you know, they...
You're a slave to your craft, man. And just, I respect
don't
that.
Say slave. Don't say slave to me. Don't say slave to me. No, don't.
12 years of slave.
Check your entitlement.
12 years, man.
Yeah,
12 I forgot years. You were 12 years.
If you're going to say slave, give me the years. How many years was I a slave?
About 12 years a slave.
Okay, cool.
Is... Once... Twice, 12 times. All right, I'm not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
You actually not did it. You finished it.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I didn't say the last word. Yeah.
Finish running, man.
I said lady, running. Guys. Lady.
Follow this podcast at niggakiller69@hotmail.com.
Accurate. Ouch. I know that that's definitely taken. I'm going on to Hotmail right now to just see if it's taken.
Take it to I Love My Mom for 2069 at geocities.net.
But like boobs, but with the like where you make the parentheses lowercase o parentheses lowercase o parentheses at gmail dot boob
Shaquille O'Neal.net.
Just like in fuck and Shaquille.
Oh my god.
Oh, I noticed this time. You can
email me at the original Space Jam website.
Michael Jordan.
I am Monstar 44.
Monstar. Oh shit.
Did you guys want to plug your show before we...
I want to plug Monstar.
Monstar energy drink.
It's called the Goldbergs. It's on...
What? I forgot
Listen. Well, you were your boy, because honestly, we're from the 80s. We talk like this because, like, Martin Scorsese directed our parents, and, like, we were born like this. Yeah. And so, honestly, though, like, check out the Goldbergs.
Hey, y'all sweaters look funny.
That's my hype man right there.
But they all match.
That's hype man Goldberg.
They all matching, though.
Y'all matching. But check out our show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
On the Goldbergs.
Followed by the Goldbergs.
It's the show that the Goldbergs watch.
Preceded by the Goldbergs. Yeah,
whenever they're watching TV.
By the Goldbergs.
Pretty big deal.
That's my parents, the Goldbergs.
We're doing meta television shows now.
If you like meta, watch this podcast.
Our dad, Goldberg.
Okay, so it's
Is Goldberg
show.
On the Goldberg?
Yeah, the wrestler, yeah.
Is he just come in and spear somebody his catchphrase?
Do you remember the fucking wrestler Stardust?
Yeah.
Holy God gracious Christ. What the fuck was that all about?
I'd rather not talk about my past, guys.
Oh, yeah, Goldust, not Stardust.
Goldust was like...
I don't even want to say gay. It's just like the most ridiculous.
I think he transcended humanity.
Yeah, he's, exactly.
He was like a fucking alien. Like,
yeah,
fucking,
I don't think
like,
he had a gender. I really.
It was a mime.
He had like four dicks and like God knows how many pussies.
I think he was like, so sick, not because he was gay, but because he had to. That's just what he was born.
I think
for.
It was just a sci-fi alien.
I think the fifth dimension. I think he fucked stars.
He sucked on stars' dicks.
Yeah, he sucked stars'
Star
dicks.
Jones' dicks.
That's what he probably did.
I don't know, because it was so weird. Like he just threw glitter in the air. He was
and that was it.
Gold.
That was all he did. It was weird.
Like actually, he probably fucked whales.
No, that makes more sense.
I don't know.
You seen the movie Blackfish? You seen Blackfish?
I did see Blackfish.
It's about Goldberg fucking whales.
Yeah. I thought you said it's an epidemic, Wells. Guys.
Wells the.
No, so you're like, yo, you were just like trying to say that he was good at it.
Oh, yeah. He fucked Wells.
Oh, yeah. He fucked Wells well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Really well. Really well.
All comes together. Okay, follow Blackfish at goldberg.geoblackfish.
No.
Justin's calling that one off now. No, don't follow. Don't email that website.
Don't email that.
The other ones, but
don't
not that website.
I have to answer all this.
Follow Alcoholics Anonymous at AA.com.
AOL keyword.
That's Justin. He's high. Our show is called And Show.
And Show.
We're starting it Monday.
And Show.
Monday of this show, the 21st.
And Show.
Of October.
Of October.
Where is it?
Where is it?
It's at Molly Malone's up on Fairfax and Wilshire between Wilshire and 3rd.
Wilshire and 6th.
Mm.
No, wait, no, Fairfax.
Third. Wilshire and 3rd between Fairfax.
It's on Fairfax.
It is on Fairfax. By the 99 cent store in the automotive museum.
Sorry, guys, that's my brother who's also like a cancerous tumor who's mostly teeth and hair. He's talking out of my back. I can't not make him stop.
Hey, Quado.
So that's And Show
and
at Molly Malone's between
A-N-S-H-O
Wilshire and 3rd on Fairfax.
Oh yeah, time. I was
it starts at 7:30. The Doors. Real show starts at 8. We got Andy Haynes. We got Baron Vaughn. We got Gerard Carmichael.
New Edition.
Eliza Schlesinger. Some Sean O'Connor. And some a lot of really good surprises that we're working on.
Yep.
Some folks that are working on the 30 minute specials.
Maybe some medallions.
Maybe some meatballs, you know what I mean?
Maybe a lazy cannoli or two.
A lazy cannoli or two, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's going to be fun. Sorry for being high.
It's because shit.
Yeah, where am I?
Twitter at
You'll be totally sober. No weed. I'm actually super sober. I hate this show. I was drinking iced tea this whole time.
Yeah, I just think it's about time. We've been faking it the entire time.
This show has been brought to you by Arizona Iced Tea.
Arizona Iced Tea. I say.
And show.
And show.
And show.
And show.
And
show.
Show.
And show. S-H-O.
Twitter, anything else like that? Anybody?
At, and show, A-N-S-H-O underscore W. And show was taken.
Really?
It's hard to like explain this out loud. We wanted a name that sounded stupid, and by we, I mean I made this decision.
It's www.com/@michaelvicks.com/dogfighting/ancho.
Dot art.
Dot gov.
You guys remember dot art?
It's called Ancho. A-N-S-A-H-O. Parentheses somewhere between that. It's a grammar joke. Winky, just go. Ancho.
Dot space jam.
Dot space jam.
Edu.
At Linkin Park. Dot fanbase. Dot geocities. Dot
slash Newman.
Com. Slash Newman. Question mark. Dot. Whatever.
Let's open these doors. Dot SWF.
Ready for some air?
No.
3, 2.
Okay.
1.
Oh. Now it's on.
Thank you. And let's start the podcast.
That's it.
Is that really it?
All right, yeah, let's start it, guys. This was just...
Let's start the podcast.
For it. Well, that's fun.
I like there were, like, no questions on that.